And now we're joined by WAMC's political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. I'm cold, but I got to tell you, I'm warmed up by the reaction of people towards getting the tower, Lucas. We are over the $500,000 mark in just a few days. We're heading towards that million, which is going to be a $2 million fund drive. But it looks at this rate like in February, early February, we'll be at a $1 million fund drive because people are responding. I mean, one after another, people are saying, I can't believe how lucky the station is. And it is a piece of real luck that Channel 10 is willing to do this. Some people ask, hey, do you really need this? Let me tell you, this is the most exciting thing that has happened since I've been here. And yes, we really do, because it assures the future of WAMC. You know, you never knew who was going to end up owning it and what could happen and whether or not we would lose most, if not a good deal, of our power because we would have to move. And that would have been terrible. This is so exciting. And I'm incredibly grateful to Channel 10 for doing it. And I'm incredibly grateful to all those people who put something in the pot. And let me tell you something else, Lucas. One other thing that's happening is that in just a few days, one loses that deduction if one wants that. So it's a good time to be really generous. And you can take that deduction, that tax deduction, but only until January 1st. And then it's all over. Now, I don't think that's why people are doing it. I think they're doing it because they understand how important this is. But for the those who really think would like to get that deduction, now's the time to do it. You go to WAMC.org and you just put it in. It'll be time stamped. There'll be no problem. That's the way to do it. Or you could call 1-800-323-9262 and we could do it that way. But the better way to do it is online. Lucas?
All right. Now, let's talk about the headlines, Alan. In the New York Times, President Trump gave an interview, and one of the most notable things there was that he said the Mueller investigation, maybe no surprise, he said it makes the country look very bad. But he is still pushing back against reports and rumors that he will end the Russia investigation. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, yesterday I talked to Jim McGovern, the congressman, very wonderful man, and who had a moderated answer to the questions I was asking him about Trump. But when it came to if he fires Mueller, he thinks that that would be obstruction of justice and that there would be a real chance of impeachment, at least as far as he's concerned, under those circumstances. So I think Trump has decided in this interview with the Times, really quite remarkable, that, you know, he trusts Mueller. He trusts him to be fair with him. And he says, it's not me who looks bad. It's the country that looks bad because of this investigation. Well, he's not all wrong about that, but really, the word me ought to have been in there somewhere. So so it's extraordinary. You know, I think he also sees the Democratic wave coming in 2018. So we're getting a lot more talk about bipartisanship. We'll have to see where that goes.
Speaking of Democrats, yesterday we chatted about Republican Roy Moore in Alabama refusing to concede and filing a lawsuit before the finalization of Doug Jones for the U.S. Senate. And after he was given the final okay, Roy Moore still has not withdrawn his candidacy for the seat.
Well, that's what makes Roy Moore Roy Moore. Let's face it. This is a guy who, like Donald Trump, thrives on this kind of controversy. He wants to be a character. He's going to show himself that. He is by no means done. I am sure he will run for other political office. I think that he is not done by any means. And while this one may have eluded him, there'll always be a next one.
WAMC's Alan Chartok. Thanks so much, Alan.
Everybody stay warm. It's really, really cold out there.